Technology services company EOH released their interim results today. For the 6 months ended January 2019, the company reported that normalized EBITDA from continuing operations declined 64% to 387 million rand. That's from 1.1 billion rand in the year prior. Revenue was more or less stable at 8.4 billion rand. The company reported that its group net asset value stood at 4.6 billion rand, which compares to 7.5 billion rand in the prior year. It's characterized the period under review as a difficult period, but has set in motion processes to try and get the company on the right governance track following allegations, particularly around government tenders. The company says it plans to raise around 1 billion rand in the next year to deal with its debt pile. Well, to give us the backstory on the company, I'm joined on the line by Stephen van Coller. He's Group CEO of EOH. Stephen, apart from your revenue, your metrics have declined quite markedly. What are the main reasons for this performance?
The biggest issue has been clearly we've had a lot of non-cash items sitting on the balance sheet that because of the change in strategy and the change in focus, we've had to write off, and largely to do with things like the goodwill on acquisition on some of the businesses that are no longer core. So you have a difference between a forward-looking valuation and a today valuation. And then some of the intangibles that we accrued as assets because we thought we were going to use them in the future, but those lines of business we have discontinued or are going to discontinue.
So your gross margin reduced from 32% before to 20%, and you've attributed this in part to losses made on some of your large multi-year public sector contracts. Just tell us about that.
Yeah, if you remember at the end, we spoke about our big enterprise resource planning projects that we've been doing to go with the public sector. These are very complex, multi-year change projects that just really haven't gone well, and we decided to discontinue that as a business line. And we've been closing those contracts out, obviously taking the expenses, but not really earning any revenue. And so that obviously comes out of the cost of sales line without the commensurate revenue that comes through.
So I suppose this partly explains why your operating expenses rose by some 2.1 billion rand as well, in part.
No, the operating expenses actually was to do with the write-offs in the goodwill and intangibles. And actually, our operating expenses stayed flat if you normalize them. So they didn't even go up with inflation. Clearly, we've been looking to manage them as hard as possible, given some of this margin shrinkage that we've seen.
Yeah, so that 2.1 billion rand that I'm talking about relates to the once-off items.
That's right.
Right, okay. So it's been well publicized that you lost a key contract with Microsoft, and it's rumored that it's on the back of governance concerns. Is that the end between you guys, or you're still hoping that the deal can be restored?
Well, it was more we had a reseller agreement with them rather than a contract, a contract as in a revenue contract. So what we do is we resell Microsoft licenses into some of our systems integration projects. I mean, in reality, we don't need to do any reselling. It's a very low margin, but these big global resellers like to have partners within the countries. So they've terminated that partnership. They have told me that they're doing their own internal investigations to understand what went wrong, and once they finish those, they will then have a discussion with us on whether they want to reinstate the partnership or not. But they've told me that'll take between 6 and 12 months.
Right. So you've indicated a determination to deal with your debt level, which stands around 7.5 billion rand. You'll correct me if I'm wrong. And you plan to sell some non-core assets to raise money specifically to deal with your debt mountain. What assets are you eyeing, and have you tested any of them in terms of market interest?
Yes. So firstly, that total liabilities relates to both debtors, normal trade debtors, which is about half of that. There's about 3.2 billion rand of debt. We've got about a billion rand of cash. I would prefer to have a net debt probably a billion rand less than that, and this is why we are looking to sell a billion rand worth of assets. There's a slide in our presentation that people can have a look at on our website, but basically we've got 8 processes going, and some of them are quite advanced. They're already in the binding offer stage. Some of them are in early process. Most of them we've got a at least two or three bidders. In some cases, we've got as many as five.
So you have internal investigations ongoing around allegations of malfeasance, particularly when it came to securing public sector tenders. What work has been done in this regard, and in the process of these investigations, have any people yet been disciplined?
Yes, we have disciplined around eight people regarding these contracts. They've either been suspended, fired, or they have resigned because they didn't want to be interviewed by ENS. ENS continue with that. We've opened up an app called Expose It, which helps us with whistleblowing because it's anonymous. Mm. We've also asked any of the staff to come forward with any information, and that's really helped us move forward in this investigation and take the appropriate action.
Yeah. So at the top of our conversation, you did talk about a new strategy. You're currently working on a strategic review of the focus in terms of your operations, your governance and your transparency. What have you mapped out for the way forward?
So we've gone through quite an extensive strategic review. We went and debated and decided what were the key differentiators for our business. We then put all our businesses through that filter, and the ones that didn't make it, we obviously are calling non-core and selling. Hmm. We end up with three pillars: the ICT pillar, which is largely the system integrator. That's the historic business. It is very stable, very profitable, largely our cash cow. We're splitting that into a largely private sector business with some international expansion, and a public sector business, which will be a black-owned and run business that does do some private sector work. But the idea is to deliver something that's in the spirit of the ICT charter, not just the letter of it. Then we've got NextTech, which is an IP incubator where we buy smaller businesses, we consolidate them into a vertical service offering, we invest in them, we expand them, and then we put them into what I call our crown jewels, which are our IP businesses. Hmm. These are high-margin businesses that deliver own IP into specific industry verticals. We've got five of those. They turn over about R1 billion and have got about R200 million worth of EBITDA today, so about a 20-21% margin. Very profitable and really exciting for the future as we scale them.
Hmm. Stephen, once you've addressed the governance issues at the company, and of course, if economic growth does what we all want it to do, and that is to grow in the right direction, do you feel the company would be ripe to service more businesses and grow? What's your outlook for the future?
Yeah, I mean, our business is largely a South African business, and this is why we're trying to expand into Europe and Middle East. But we're very much beholden to the South African economy. So obviously, any growth in the economy, we get a direct benefit of that. I do think, however, that it may get a little bit better after the election, but I think it's still, there's still going to be some way to go. Also, while you're doing a restructuring, you're obviously spending a bit of money to clean up, so that'll put a damper on things. And my experience is that these reorganizations take at least 18 months to 2 years before you really start seeing the green shoots and you start seeing the business, turning and growing again.
Mm. Well, all the very best with that. Thanks very much, Stephen, for your time. That was Stephen van Coller. He's Group CEO of EOH.